Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Moore, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation, author of a number of books, including Who's the Fairest of Them All? That's my favorite. And he's one of the top, one of the leading conservative, fiscal conservative thinkers in the country, folks. He and Larry Kudlow and Art Laffer and Jim Blasingame, I carry all their coats, folks. I take out their garbage. Hey, Stephen, thanks again for being here. Quick as you can, please tell us what's going on, if you know. Is there a logic, is there a method? Please tell me there's a chess move method to some of these tweets that President Trump does when it seems like it's just, he ought to just stay, go dark.
Well, look, I mean, I think a lot of his tweets are unwise. And
why does he do that?
I think there's no question about it, you know, whether you love Trump or hate him. The media is out to get him. And
right.
I've never seen anything like it.
There's never been anything like this.
He believes that the tweets are the one way that he can go around the press
right.
to get a message to millions and millions of people. Now, he's right about that.
Right.
The problem is some of the messages are impolitic and, are not dignified. And he has
right.
to realize that he's president and he has to act more presidential.
Is there anybody that can stand in front of him and put a filter on him? Is there anybody that he'll listen to about those?
You know, I'm not so sure about that. You know, this is a man who, maybe Melania, but I don't know if she's going to intervene.
I don't think so. Apparently not.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest one was when the Democrats couldn't have had a bigger fail of their convention. We just got bad economic news. Their convention was absolute total failure. They lost their national chairman. The CNN stuff had just come out. And then he picks a fight with a Gold Star family.
Yeah.
That's an example.
No, makes no sense. Of course. Sometimes he's his own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, he makes it hard for people who want to support him to argue with the people who won't. Have you ever seen a president that has polarized Democrats and Republicans like he has?
No, but the country is polarized, Jim.
It is.
I mean, this really represents a total polarization of the country where you have left-wing, you know, on health care, for example. You were just talking about that. I mean, you've got the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party wants to have a government take over the healthcare system, and those of us who believe in the free enterprise system want to get the government out of healthcare.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get a more, you know, same thing with on energy policy. We want to produce our American oil, gas, and coal, and the left wants to, you know, stop American oil and gas production. So
that's a good segue into the two reforms that are going on right now.
Yeah.
Are we going to get a healthcare bill this year?
Yeah, we will. But boy, are the Republicans doing it the hard way?
They're doing it the hard way, and they're shooting. They don't look good, do they?
No, they do not. And I think that they've misplayed this. At this point, though, they have to get it done because look, it's very simple, Jim. They have to either hang together on this or hang separately as a political matter, but as an economic matter. I mean, here's the point that nobody in the press is making, and shame on the CBO who got this all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The market is not stabilizing under Obamacare. It is falling apart.
That's right.
And you see every day almost, another insurance company drops into the market because they're losing so much money. Obamacare is not saving 25. Remember, Obama said we're going to save $2,500
right.
per family. Most families are paying
$1,000. It's costing
more
than that.
Yeah, exactly.
My family included.
What Republicans have to do is get rid of what they have to. I heard you talking about this. You were exactly right. Allow people to buy insurance across state lines.
Yep.
Get rid of the mandated benefit package so people can buy the insurance that they want. And do some medical malpractice reform and transparency on pricing. Require the hospitals and doctors to tell people what this stuff costs. You know, when you go into a Walmart or you go into a, you know, restaurant, it tells you what the prices are. When's the last time you went to a hospital or doctor? And the price
that's what we've got to do. I've been saying for years we've got to move beyond being healthcare patients and also be healthcare customers.
You got it.
just like if we buy a sofa or I did this with a colonoscopy. Before I got started, it was going to cost me $6,600 because I'm self-insured with a, you know, with an HSA. Yeah. By the time I got through negotiating, it cost me less than $2,000.
Yeah, you know, and we negotiate for everything else on price.
Why not?
We shop around except in healthcare. So I believe we could reduce healthcare costs by a third by having more transparency and more competition.
And cut out a lot of the red tape. That's exactly right. So do you think of course, Rand Paul and Collins are probably gone. Do you think they're going to get the other eight and get to 50?
Yeah. Yep. And I think they'll get Rand Paul in the end.
Really?
I do. I think, and then I was curious, is it going to be a perfect bill? No, hell no. But it's going to be a whole lot better than Obamacare.
Right. Will the House pass it? Will they reconcile with the House?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, we're jumping up and down and say this is the greatest bill ever, but it will in large part, and it won't totally repeal Obamacare, but it'll get rid of a lot of it.
Well, what the CBO, what you got to take the CBO information with is you got to say this, compared to what?
Yeah.
Right? Compared to the Obamacare, this is good.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Look, people say, all these people are going to lose their insurance on the Republican plan. No. If we stay with Obamacare and don't make fundamental changes, nobody's going to have health insurance. The whole system is going to be destroyed.
Right. That's exactly right. So
one-third of the counties today either have only one insurance company or zero left.
Some
so there's
states,
no competition.
Many states only have – the whole state only has one insurance company.
Yeah, exactly. There's no competition there.
That's a nightmare. So, all right, quick question. When is it going to pass before Labor Day?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'd say 50-50.
Right. Heritage.org. She's a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Check him out at heritage.org. You're going to be on CNN again later tonight, aren't you?
I will. I'll be on at 7 o'clock talking about this very subject, getting rid of Obamacare.
Check it out, folks. Look for Steve Sansom Face on television. He's there quite often. He and I are going to come back after the break and talk a little bit about tax reform. And I'm going to ask him about the future of the Republican Party and the future of fiscal conservatism. Are they in trouble? Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.